Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something a little different.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's this document that someone sent me called homepagecreator.txt.
Yeah,
And
I had a look through this too, and it's not quite what I was expecting when you said we were going to be looking at sort of the future of web design. This is different.
It's not a typical article or research paper or anything like
No,
that.
it's more like
It's like sales pitch.
it's like a manifesto almost. It's like someone is really trying to convince you to use their website creation tool, but it's packed with all these strong opinions about data privacy and user experience, and kind of hints at this whole different philosophy about how the internet should work.
And what's so fascinating about this document is that it doesn't just feel like a tech spec sheet, right?
Right.
It feels like we're stepping back in time to the early internet, but with a 2025 twist.
Yeah, like a digital time capsule.
Exactly. With a futuristic spin. And one of the things that they really emphasize in this document is this idea of the homepage as your personal gateway to the internet. Is that how you still use the internet today?
You know, it's funny. I don't think I've thought about my homepage that way in years, because we're so used to now just using search engines, right? You have a question, you go to Google, you go to Bing.
You Google it.
This homepage creator it's almost like a rebellion against that whole concept.
Yeah, they're saying like build your own curated space filled with the links that you value and break free from the grip of these search engines. And what's interesting is that this whole idea of data privacy is front and center in their pitch.
Oh, yeah, they're not shy about it.
They're like, we collect nothing.
Nothing.
You may keep it to yourself. It is none of our business.
Which, in a world where data breaches and targeted ads are constantly in the news, that's a pretty bold claim. I mean, think about all the times you felt like your online activity was being tracked or exploited. This creator is tapping into that very real concern and offering a radical alternative.
It makes you wonder how they even make money
Yeah.
if they're not collecting and monetizing user data.
Right.
But even beyond that, the document gives us this glimpse into how web design was thought about back in the day. They emphasize speed, making sure the site resizes for different screens. And get this, they even talk about wallpaper features.
Wallpaper. Yeah, it's like it takes you back to like the GeoCities days when you had like dancing hamsters and like flashing GIFs. It's like a time warp back to when responsive design wasn't even a standard practice.
And it makes you wonder how much of our priorities actually change when it comes to what makes a website user friendly.
That's a good question.
Some of it feels surprisingly ahead of its time, too. They're talking about progressive web apps or PWAs, which, really only gained traction in the past few years. For those who aren't, tech wizards, can you break down what a PWA is and why it matters?
Sure. So imagine if your favorite website could suddenly act like an app on your phone. You could install it, it would work offline, you might even get notifications. That's the basic idea behind a PWA. There was supposed to be this bridge between websites and native apps. But whether they actually lived up to all the hype is debatable.
So was this homepage creator truly forward-thinking by including PWA support,
Right.
or were they just riding a wave of tech trends?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, it's always difficult to predict what's going to become the dominant technology. But now we can't talk about this homepage creator without digging into some of the specific features they highlight. And some of them are pretty out there.
Yeah, they mentioned this Groot search engine, which is supposed to give you answers fast and without any ads or bias. In 2025, with Google practically owning the search landscape, that's a pretty wild claim.
It really is. It raises the question of what would a genuinely unbiased search engine even look like? How could it possibly work? Especially if they're not using ads. How are they funding this thing? It challenges the way we've come to think about search.
And it's not just about search. They also mention this HAL 9000 AI,
Oh,
where
yeah.
you can choose from five different AI engines to chat with.
That's either seriously clever marketing playing on that 2001 Space Odyssey nostalgia, or they've cracked some next level AI chatbot tech.
Because imagine having multiple AI personalities at your disposal, each with its own strengths and quirks. It's both intriguing and a little unsettling.
A little bit. Yeah. Like, are we talking Skynet here, or is this something more benign?
And it raises all sorts of questions about how we'll interact with AI in the future. But okay, before we go full sci-fi, let's bring things back down to earth with something that's very relevant in 2025 security. This homepage creator boasts about using encrypted client hello, or ECH. For our listeners who aren't security experts, can you break down what ECH does and why it matters?
Okay, so think of it like this. Every time you visit a website, your browser sends a signal saying, hey, I want to connect to this site.
Okay.
Now, normally, anyone snooping on your network could see that signal and know exactly what sites you're visiting. ECH scrambles that signal, essentially putting a secret code on your internet traffic so only the intended website can read it.
And they specifically call out Cloudflare, a major player in internet security, as being involved in this. So this isn't just some marketing buzzword. It sounds like they're implementing some serious security measures.
Oh, absolutely, Cup. Huh. Cloudflare has been pushing for wider adoption of ECH, and with good reason. I mean, this level of security is not the norm, even in 2025.
So it makes you wonder, what kind of user are they targeting with this level of privacy and security?
Right. What's their ideal customer? Someone who's really concerned about online privacy and willing to go the extra mile to protect their data.
Right. It feels like this homepage creator is almost swimming against the current, right?
Absolutely.
They're pushing back against so much of what we've come to expect from the internet in 2025.
Yeah. So they're looking at the trends we see dominating the digital landscape.
Yeah.
You know, the rise of super apps that try to do everything. The metaverse blurring the lines between the real and virtual, the way our online and offline lives are becoming increasingly intertwined.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hold on, let's reconsider this path we're on.
Yeah. They're offering a different vision, one that feels more fragmented, more focused on individual empowerment, more about you having control over your little corner of the internet.
It's almost like they're yearning for a simpler time online.
Right.
When the internet felt more like a collection of personal websites than this giant interconnected web we have today. But does that model even work in 2025? Can we truly step back from the data-driven world we live in? I don't know. It's a fascinating question.
Yeah. And this document isn't just about the technology. It also reveals a certain philosophy. There's a clear distrust of those big corporations and institutions that hold so much of our data.
Yeah, a suspicion of surveillance almost.
It's almost like a libertarian cyberpunk take on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, it's a perspective that a lot of people can relate to.
Oh, absolutely.
We've all experienced the downsides of this interconnected world, data breaches, invasive advertising that feels like it's reading our minds,
right.
This nagging feeling that our online lives are constantly being monitored.
It's like they're offering a safe haven
right.
from the prying eyes of big tech.
So they're tapping into a very real anxiety that a lot of us feel.
They're
saying, hey, there's a different way. You can reclaim your digital space
right.
and carve out a corner of the internet that truly feels like your own. But how realistic is that?
Mm.
Can we really turn back the clock and create a decentralized, privacy-focused internet, especially when the tools and services we rely on are so deeply entrenched?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Mm.
The technology to create more decentralized systems is definitely out there.
Right.
I mean, we've seen the rise of blockchain, peer-to-peer networks, and those alternative social media platforms that are trying to break away from the big tech giants.
Right.
But is there the will?
Are people willing to give up the convenience
mm-hmm.
and the connections of the mainstream internet for sake of greater privacy and control over their data? Because let's face it, going off the grid completely isn't really an option for most of us.
It's all about trade-offs.
Right.
Do you value a seamless, integrated online experience, even if it means handing over some of your data? Or are you willing to sacrifice some of that convenience for a greater sense of privacy and autonomy?
Hmm.
This homepage creator is pushing us to think about those choices and what we're willing to prioritize.
Right. They're not just selling a product. They're presenting a whole different way of thinking about how we interact with the internet.
Yeah.
But it's not all philosophy and big ideas.
Yeah.
They also get into some pretty specific features. And one that really stood out to me was how they talk about where your data actually lives.
That's a key part of their whole ethos, right? They're adamant that all your links, your data,
yeah.
it's all stored locally in your browser's cache, not in some far-off cloud server controlled by a big tech company. It's a pretty bold statement. You own your data, period.
Yeah.
Do you think most people even care about where their data is stored as long as they can access it when they need it?
That's a good question. It's almost like going back to the days of floppy disks and external hard drives when you were responsible for your own backups and security. It's a trade-off for sure.
For sure. But for some people, that sense of ownership and control over their data might be incredibly appealing.
Right.
It taps into this whole idea of self-sufficiency that the document seems to be promoting.
And speaking of self-sufficiency, there's another detail that I found really intriguing. The way they've designed their homepage creator to adapt to different screen sizes. It seems like they're really anticipating how people will use this tool in different situations.
Yeah, they talk about how certain app buttons change depending on whether you're viewing it on a phone, a tablet, or a desktop computer. For example, the online office suite shrinks down to a sticky to-do list on smaller screens. And their word processor morphs into different versions depending on the screen width, with names like Blue Velvet for larger screens and Carbon HD Plus for smaller ones.
It's almost like they're thinking about responsive design before it was even a mainstream concept.
Exactly. And they even mentioned that they made these changes to ease eye strain on smaller screens, which was pretty forward-thinking considering this was written before foldable devices and adaptive displays became commonplace.
So in a way, they were ahead of the curve, even though some of their ideas seem rooted in the past. It's an interesting paradox. But it all speaks to a desire to make the internet truly accessible and user-friendly for everyone, regardless of their device. And they really double down on this idea of accessibility when they say they're the only software company that doesn't require any login or registration to use their applications.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold claim. It
yeah.
feels like a deliberate pushback against the way so many online experiences are trapped behind those login screens and data collection forms.
It almost feels like a manifesto for a free and open internet, a direct challenge to the walled gardens and data silos that have become so common online. But there's one last piece of their technical approach that I think is worth unpacking. The fact that they specifically state their software doesn't run in the cloud but directly in your browser, that seems like a huge technical hurdle to overcome.
It is. And it means they've likely had to come up with some pretty innovative workarounds to deliver those features without relying on the cloud, which has become the standard for so many online services.
But it also means they have complete control over their code and infrastructure.
Right.
They're not reliant on any third-party servers or services, which could be a major selling point for security-conscious users.
It's a fascinating trade-off. They're sacrificing some of the scalability and flexibility that the cloud offers, but in return, they're gaining a level of independence and control that's pretty rare in the modern internet landscape.
So what we're seeing here is a website creator that's fiercely independent, obsessed with user privacy, and committed to a vision of the internet that feels almost nostalgic. It's like they're trying to recapture a spirit of the early internet, a time before big tech dominated our online lives.
It's a blend of old-school idealism and surprisingly forward-thinking technology. But the big question remains, is this just a quirky relic of a bygone era? Or is it a glimpse into a possible future for the internet? A path that leads away from the centralized, data-driven world we've become so accustomed to. It's something to think about.
It is, and we'll be thinking about it more in our next deep dive, where we'll continue to explore this homepage creator document and all its fascinating implications.
I'm looking forward to it.
See you then.
See you then.
We've spent a lot of time unpacking the technical details and the philosophy behind this homepage creator.
It's been quite a journey.
But now I want to shift gears and bring it back to you, the listener.
Yeah, what has stood out to you the most from everything we've discussed? What resonates with your own experiences online?
Because, let's be honest, some of these features sound almost too good to be true.
Right. A search engine with no ads or biased AI chatbots that are like virtual assistants with distinct personalities.
Yeah.
And they're doing all of this while rejecting the cloud, which seems like the foundation of so much of the internet today.
It's a pretty radical vision.
It is.
So I'm genuinely curious, would you actually use a website creator that prioritizes privacy and control to this extent? Think about what you might gain.
And what you might have to give up.
Because this isn't just about a new piece of software.
It's about a different way of thinking about the internet.
It's about taking a step back from the convenience and connectivity we've become so accustomed to and asking ourselves,
is this really the internet we want? Or is there another way?
This homepage creator seems to be saying that there is another way.
A way to reclaim your digital space.
A way to be more intentional about the data you share.
A way to build a corner of the internet that truly feels like your own.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought.
If you could design your ideal internet gateway, what would it look like?
What features would it have?
What values would it embody?
And what would you be willing to do to make that vision a reality?
Because the future of the internet isn't set in stone.
It's being shaped by the choices we make every day.
So let's choose wisely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of the homepage creator.
We hope it's given you some food for thought.
And inspired you to think differently about your own place in the digital landscape. You know, we spent all this time talking about what this homepage creator is and all the features it has.
Right, and the philosophy behind it.
Yeah, but now I want to kind of shift gears and talk about, like, okay, what does this mean for for us? Like, what are the practical implications of all this stuff?
Like, how would this actually work in the real world?
Yeah, like, would you actually use this thing?
Yeah, would you ditch Google?
Right, like, I mean, some of these features, they sound amazing on paper.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, could they actually deliver on all these promises, right? Like,
yeah.
A search engine with no ads and no bias.
And all your data stored locally.
Right. Like, it's a very different model than what we're used to.
It is. It's definitely a challenge to the status quo.
So I'm curious, what do you think is the most compelling aspect of this homepage creator?
I think for me, it's the focus on privacy and control.
Okay.
You know, like we were talking about earlier, there's this real sense of anxiety that a lot of people feel about how much data is being collected about them.
Right.
And this homepage creator is offering a way to opt out of that system.
Yeah, it's like they're saying you don't have to give up your data to be online.
Exactly.
You can have your own little corner of the internet that's truly yours.
And so you can control what happens in that space.
But I guess the big question is it worth it?
Right, like what are the trade-offs?
Yeah, like are you willing to give up the convenience and the features of the mainstream internet for the sake of privacy and control?
And that's a decision that each person has to make for themselves.
Right, there's no right or wrong answer.
Exactly.
It's all about what's important to you.
And what you're comfortable with.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. If you could design your ideal internet gateway, what would it look like?
What features would it have?
What values would it embody?
Would it be more like this homepage creator?
Or something completely different?
Let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a really fascinating conversation.
Absolutely.
And we hope it's given you some things to think about.
And maybe even inspired you to reimagine your own relationship with the internet.
Until next time.
Take care.